Okay, Cavendish. All right, let's have some order. First of all, it's been a difficult week for Minister Harris. Thank you. The Occupy Simon Harris movement behaved disgracefully. Yes. Being kidnapped by those POVs and held hostage in that awful house. Sorry, Taoiseach, I wasn't kidnapped.
What?
I wasn't. What? You mean you went there willingly to, like, Greystones? Yes, that's our house. That's where we actually live. Seriously? Ew. It's quite new. Cuiva and I bought it when we were married. OMG, that poor woman. We really aren't paying the nurses enough.
By the way, Si, dude, what's that thing that sticks onto it?
What do you mean?
The thing that was stuck onto your house. I couldn't make it out in the photos online.
It's actually another house.
What?
Yeah.
Like, why?
It's a semi-D.
A semi-what? Sounds like something Willie O'Dea gets when he thinks of his quota.
Semi-detached Murphs, for goodness sake.
Oh, right. FYI, I only do detached.
Yeah, detached from ordinary people, Lolcano.
I don't get it.
Others. Anyway, there was that, and there was no way I was going to give in to the nurses.
But you did, boss.
No, Minister Ring. We reached a compromise. Totes different thing.
What do you mean, a compromise?
Well, the nurses wanted to be able to pay their rent for a bunk bed next door to an illegal fly-tipping site. And not have to work 22-hour shifts. And we agreed that if they were only in that bunk 2 hours a day, that wouldn't be in line with our productivity expectation of that bed bunk. Yeah. So we've upped the productivity, which is a victory.
Yeah. It still leaves us facing €100 million in cuts, though, to pay for the hospital.
Who said that?
Me. There he is.
Coveney, what are you doing here?
Hi.
I thought the only advantage of Brexit was that you'd be out of the country.
Well, what are we going to do about the hospital, Taoiseach, now? Are we dodging?
Kate O'Connell, you're not even a minister.
I consider myself Minister for Defence of Simon Coveney when he's not here. Like, come on. Now give us an answer.
But I am here, Kate.
I didn't notice. Ah, shite.
Hello.
BTW, great news on the housing front. Taoiseach, we delivered 4,000 social homes last year. On target.
No, you're not. The Taoiseach promised 7,000.
And because we were 3,000 short, that left more cash to send to the hospital / money pit.
Yeah.
Has that cash been delivered, by the way, Lord Ross?
No, the cash is delayed, Prime Minister, due to traffic congestion in that area. Since I became the Secretary for Transport, all the omnibuses and trams are sold out. Night after night, what a success.
Oh dear.
Some nurses are even technically living on trams because their commuting time is longer than the gap between the shifts.
Law Lewis.
Again, what about the €100 million cuts?
They're not cuts. In the case of the A5 motorway, we're rescheduling that by 10 years because when you travel to Donegal, you go back 10 years in time anyway.
But boss, the North West needs the A5.
Don't worry, we are laying down the A5 immediately.
Ah, good.
Except it will be an A5 sheet of paper with a drawing of a dual carriageway on it.
Ah, for goodness sake, that'll blow away.
Yes, I'm afraid we didn't have the budget to laminate it.
We will also be reprofiling some other projects.
Well, I hope you won't be touching small businesses, Leo Hag.
Not with a barge pole, Heather. I'm all about big, shiny multinational tech firms with glass offices in the Docklands.
Yeah. Also, Sister Madigan couldn't be here as she had the same ask, but she asked that arts be protected from the cuts, hey?
Oh. Well, we poured literally hundreds of euros into the Irish film industry.
Yeah.
Yet Saoirse Ronan didn't get an Oscar nomination, and that cat-killing pov from Love Hate went to the BAFTAs in his pyjamas.
Yuck.
So that's definitely down for reprofiling.
What about me second cat lab in Waterford?
Reimagine.
And what about the children in my Department of Children?
Recategorised.
What about the flood relief schemes?
Re-envisaged. Anyway, enough of all this. Where's my skinny chai latte with almond milk?
Oh, it's been rescheduled, dude.
Very funny, Merce.
Yeah.
Seriously. Get my coffee now.
Ma'am, that's not even my job.
Reshuffle.
I'm on it right away, boss.
I'll get you back.
I'll leave you guys fight out among yourselves. Teach out.
Order. Commons Committee on Exiting the EU call to order to educate members on matters pertaining to error. Yeah. We now hear from the former Irish Prime Minister, Mr. Ahern.
Oh, yeah.
And after luncheon, a former Blue Peter presenter will show members how to make a policy paper using some pipe cleaners. I declare this session open in the name of Her Majesty the Queen.
Yeah. I've always been a big fan of Eddie Mercury.
Allow the right honourable gentleman from Upton Snodsbury.
What say you, Irish, just be good fellows and rejoin the United Kingdom.
We've had 800 years of difficulties between us since the Norman Wise invasion. But I think I'll just be kind and ask which part of fuck off. You didn't understand.
You see, there always will be a place for Paddy in the Empire, helping one onto one's horse, allowing one to put one's feet up after a long day on his back, doing a funny drunken dance in the corner for turnips and such. We miss you, Paddy, and that is the truth of it.
Well, if I can quote your man, Mel Gibbons, here, we can take your Strictly Come Dancing and your Tracker Bars, but using can never take our freedom.
Allow the right honourable gentleman from Bishop upon Wales.
I say, is it the belief of the people of Southern Era that there will be infrastructure on the actual border?
The way things are, the idea of a hard border is like me reappearing in public life. The Irish government don't want it. The government of Britain don't want it. The EU don't want it. So most Irish people know it'll probably happen.
The right honourable gentleman from East Antrim.
Yeah.
How are you, Sammy Sausages?
You have come here today with the foul stench of Republican Sinn Féin, IRA, murder gang, chitty chitty gangbang falling from your flayed nostrils.
What?
Your cloven hooves dancing on the roofs of Westminster as you beat the war drums of hell.
Cool the jet. Save your breath to fool your porridge.
Order.
Do not make eye contact with this man.
Order.
Do not play cards with this papist demon.
That wouldn't be much use anyway. I've no cash on me.
Order. Mr. Rees-Mogg.
Mr. Hearn, to go back to the kernel of the issue, I'm very posh.
Yeah.
You seem like the kind of reasonable oik who used to cut my hedgerows.
Thanks.
Why on earth can't we work together again?
Well, I'll tell you a story, Jonah. Can I call you Jonah?
My name's Jacob.
Yeah, like the cream cracker. You see, Brexit is kind of like the Celtic spider. The frogs on the street knew that none of us had a rashers what was going on. We just crossed our fingers and hoped to buy. But we were the emperor with no hose. And everything went tits out after that. I stood down as Taoiseach, which is the Irish word for socialist, and I put in Brian Cowan, who turned out to be a right spanner in the woods.
Jolly good. Very droll. Thank you, Mr. Ahern.
Anyway, can I cash in me receipts now? I'll take sterling or dollars.
Minister.
First of all, I'm going to address you in my serious voice so you're not too overwhelmed by my cuteness.
Do you feel that Simon Harris misled you on the Children's Hospital overspend?
We prefer to say underestimation rather than overspend. After all, you can't overspend what you haven't got, and I only have a certain amount of money.
But did he mislead you before the budget, Minister?
Simon says he shared the figures with me as soon as it was possible to do so, and nobody enjoys Simon says as much as I do.
Put your hands in the air.
Oh, unintentional adorableness there. My apologies.
Minister, can you appreciate that people are very sceptical about the timeline and all of this?
And it's because of my acknowledgement of that scepticism that I shaved before I came out here this morning. All the better that you can see my dimples.
What about how the overspend will cause €100 million worth of cuts to other projects?
No Project 2040 Yogi Mbabi will be cancelled, but there will be €100 million worth of reprofiling of capital projects.
What does reprofiling mean, Minister?
Well, it's like cuts, only it's a longer word.
Oh.
But we're not just calling it reprofiling.
What else are you calling it?
There will also be a few €1 million worth of oopsie daisies in education.
What?
And a few million worth of odidums affecting the Department of Climate Change thingamajiggies.
But what sort of cuts will be imposed?
Cutsy wootsies.
What sort of cutsy wootsies will there be to the health service?
I won't be to anything you'd notice. Spleens, livers, lungs, those sort of things. Things that are in the inside that you can't actually see. Not like legs or stuff. But these delays won't affect patients as their surgeries are already delayed by years, so another 8 to 12 weeks won't really make any difference.
Minister, what lesson have you learned from all this about the procurement process?
Well, apart from the fact that it's very hard to say, the most important learnings from this is that if you call them learnings instead of lessons, it sounds very intelligent and also makes it sound like it wasn't your fault.
Minister, did you cave in to nurses' demands to end the strike?
No, a 2.5% pay hike represents excellent value, and the unions were so tired they forgot to read the small print that means that nurses will have to build a children's hospital between shifts to justify the rise.
Oh, what? Is it time you apologise for the hospital fiasco?
You say fiasco, I say tomato.
Surely as Minister for Finance, the buck stops with you.
I'm not the Minister for Finance, I'm a very naughty boy. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Thank you very much.
Evening, this is BBC News. I'm Hugh Edwards, caught in a nightmarish loop, just like Groundhog Day, but without Andy McDowell. The top story tonight, Theresa May's latest Commons defeat, as she lost the backing of hardline Tory Brexiteers, led by child star of The Omen, Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Some have accused me of stabbing my right honourable colleague Mrs. May in the back. That's simply not true. These days I stab her in the front. I stab her real good. Oh, Nanny, I'm tired. Dress me in my PJs.
Elsewhere, Theresa Maybot was sanguine about her defeat.
I absolutely reject the notion that this latest defeat undermines my authority. I haven't had any authority for months.
Do you have a plan, Prime Minister?
Yes, I do. A clear plan. I intend to run the clock down, dragging Britain closer to absolute disaster, in the hope that at the last minute, 300 MPs will suddenly change their tiny minds.
How can you defend your efforts at cozying up to Jeremy Corbyn, Mrs. May?
Error. Oh. It looks like you haven't upgraded to the full version of the Theresa May bot app. Oh. You'll have to pay £1.79 to continue, or to listen to a 30-second advert.
Meanwhile, despite it being increasingly obvious that Labour have the power to decide the fate of the withdrawal bill, Jeremy Corbyn is none the wiser and had this to weasel.
Let me be clear and low energy. As a proud Trotskyite, it's my policy never to have any power. The Labour Party's policy on Brexit has always been a simple one. We're absolutely for or against Brexit. We are proud to fiddle while the country burns in the hope that after the shambles of Brexit, we might finally win an election through no fault or effort of our own.
The leader of the opposition there, running the country into the wall for political gain. Brilliant. Meanwhile, Nigel Farage oozed out of the woodwork to announce a new party.
Yes, indeed. The people of Britain have had enough. The plain-talking, plain-speaking, red-faced, knock-kneed, pints-willing, coronary-having, plain people up and down Britain are sick of Europe, and it needs to be held to account. Now, has anyone seen my German wife? I needed to fill out my MEP expenses forms. Britain, yeah. Ooh,
watch
whoops.
Out!
Oh! Don't worry, Brussels will pick up the tab. Yeah!
Finally, as Britain yearns over an imagined past, a debate has begun on the legacy of Winston Churchill, on whether he was a heroic racist or a villainous racist. To prevent the discussion becoming too highbrow, Boris Johnson entered the fray.
Although clearly drunk when he garbled a few snafus about European unity, he was a right all-round ledgebag in his day. But was he perfect? No. I'm ashamed to admit it, not once in his entire career did he ever have an extramarital affair. Disgraceful. Ipso chipsticks, tempus quavers.
Oh, that's all we've got time for on episode 832 of the worst reality show ever made, Brexitland. This is Hugh Edwards, BBC News in London.
My fellow Americans, my beloved sugar boobies, and Melania.
Ugh.
What a week it's been.
Bad news. Another body double of mine has fled.
Once again, I was victoriously defeated by Nancy Pelosi, nasty, nasty woman.
She's a hero.
I'm your hero, honey. I'm everyone's hero. Because after being fooled into keeping the government open by nasty Nancy,
ugh,
I'm going to get my own back and declare a national emergency to build the wall.
4 years he's been saying that. Still hasn't happened.
And for 4 years, you've been saying you've got a headache. Still hasn't gone away. It's a medical mystery. But yes, I am building the wall. Why? Because immigrants are horrible, horrible people.
I'm an immigrant.
Honey, you're the right kind of immigrant. You're white, you're beautiful, and you've very low self-esteem. Democrats are saying it's not a national emergency. Lies. It's an emergency because if I don't build the wall, the last few supporters I have will abandon me. What's a bigger emergency than that?
Healthcare. The dissolution of nuclear control treaties. The growing racial and socioeconomic disparities in America.
Quiet, honey. The men are talking.
Oy.
So we're finally building it, a big, beautiful wall from sea to polluted sea. Are the Mexicans paying for it?
No.
But folks, I tried everything I could. But no matter how badly I treated them, they wouldn't build a wall to keep me out.
It's a terrible idea.
Walls are great, just as the Chinese. They invented walls along with the myth of global warming. If global warming is real, why is it so chilly in my bedroom?
I'm not going to dignify that with a response.
You rarely do, honey. Well, I guess gotta go because I'm bored and hungry, and tweeting is better than this because I could do it on the presidential crapper.
Ugh.
God bless you, God bless assaulting British cameramen, and God bless these indicted states of America.
United.
Why, what did I say? No collusion.
Oy.
It's Valentine's at the First Dates restaurant, where sparks fly, sometimes so does the cutlery, and dreams go to die. With an election always looming, can romantics find a match for the next doll? First up is Leo from the North Side in Dublin.
Well, I'm a pretty cool guy. Lots of people have said I'm a cross between Justin Trudeau and a less impressive Justin Trudeau.
And Leo's first date is Micheál.
I'd like to get myself in shape on the opposition benches. The sort of shape that means nobody notices that I'm on the opposition benches.
For Leo, Micheál looks a little too familiar.
Oh God, I think I recognise him. Ugh, he's a bit old, isn't he?
Turns out Micheál and Leo have a past.
Aye, it was terrible the first time out, but I'm willing to give it another go.
Hi.
Hello.
You used to be in politics, didn't you?
I know, yeah.
Was it?
I'm the leader of Fianna Fáil now.
Yeah, they all look the same to me. Look, I'm not sure it's going to work.
What?
I'm barely 40, you know.
40? Really? I would have said you were closer to 53.
Well, that's just a load of metabolics.
I know.
Meanwhile, the Healy Rays have arrived. But being from the country, it seems they only want to date each other.
We won't be dating anyone else until they agree to build a stadium in Kilgarvan.
Our very own Bertie boy.
The Helium A Hexagon.
That's right, yeah.
The only shifting I plan on doing is shifting my stool
closer to the count. Closer to the count, that's right.
While Brendan Hallin is having no luck at all.
I am the leader of a major political party. Well, a political party. Why does no one even want to talk to me?
Meanwhile, Leo is having even worse luck with his second date of the night, Mary Lou.
We've got absolutely nothing in common, yeah?
Totes. I mean, I went to Trinner's where...
So did I, but I live on the north side.
So do I, but I'm like way cooler than you, come on.
Oh my God, you're just as smug as I am as well.
Yeah, but we're still really different. We're as different as showing a sister number one and showing a sister number two.
Yeah, we're like chalk and chalk.
Will Mary Lou fare any better on her date with Micheál?
To be fair, no, I consider myself a Republican.
Why are you whispering that?
I didn't whisper it.
Did you whisper Republican?
I'm a very proud
Republican.
Bill, please.
And against all odds, it looks like Leo and Micheál are going home together.
After meeting Mary Lou, I saw why I got together with Micheál in the first place. I mean, does he set my pulse racing? No.
Can he govern effectively? No.
But he'll prop me up.
And I can stay as leader of Fianna Fáil for a little while longer.
So we're perfect for each other, really.
Who said there's no such thing as true love?
Get your hands off me!
I'm not moving!
No, stop!
Not until we get the lures extended to Fianna Fáil!
Out!
Welcome back. I feel like a toothless, impotent old tiger who took a wrong turn in his career and is now as relevant as a crochet pattern. Ooh. That's the fascinating blurb for the book we'll be discussing with our book club later. Jeez. But now Des is here with sport.
Yeah, sure. Lots of disappointment and indeed anger about Declan Rice.
Yeah.
A young man who was born and reared in England, lives in England, and now has the audacity to want to play football for... England.
Some people are saying it's the biggest betrayal to an Irish Republic since Collins signed the treaty.
Who?
And it's one of those serious moments, like Saipan, that even Tommy Gorman had to get involved.
Oh, God.
Sean, it's what it means to the children of Ireland.
Right.
Who are in mourning and to whom I dedicate these lines.
Thanks for that, Tommy.
Declan Rice was my north, my south, my east, my west. My working week and Sunday rest.
Okay.
My noon, my midnight, my talk, my song.
Ugh.
I thought that love would last forever. I was wrong.
He's just good at the weepies, Des.
Yeah, Rice's decision it ends the Irish media's dream of writing headlines like Rice won Declan and Rice and Easy does it. Eamon Dunphy's been assessing the mood in football this week.
It's a catastrophe, Des. He might be weak up front and his inability to control midfield has always been a failing. But Declan Rice is all round one of the worst players I've never seen. It's so sad.
A lot made of Gary Lineker's gloating about England landing rights.
Yes.
I spoke to him earlier.
Really? You interviewed Lineker?
Wow. Yeah.
Are you sure, sir?
Yeah, no, he's expecting my call, yeah.
Mr. Lineker, is that man again, Des Cole?
For the last time. I don't know him. Why does he keep calling my hotel? Hey, Gary, walkers are shite. I prefer hunky-dories.
Des?
Well, I said I spoke to him.
Anyway, not the best week for the FAI all round.
Yeah, they announced details of a new All-Ireland clash between the winners of the two domestic leagues, which was news to the Northern Football League and to Brian Kerr, who was driving a minibus when I spoke to him earlier.
First I heard of it was a Tuesday, so I borrowed the minibus from Wacker.
And I was hosing it down and all, thinking I could bring the lads up north for the game, you know, straight up the M1. That's some fair. And you'd nearly be guaranteed to get silage on the way back, you know. Any road, turns out the FAI was after announcing a yoke they hadn't even agreed on. It's melodian. Anyone need an airport run for a gang, what?
There you go, Sean.
Thanks, Des. Coming up after the break, showing just how hard it is to get decent guests in February, we'll be asking how firm should your stool be? Ooh.
Good grief. Hello? Is there anyone there?
Hi, Simon!
Hey, dude.
Quentin, Polly.
Yeah?
Are you guys hiding in some sort of crawl space?
Yeah, it's where the other civil servants cram all the documents they don't want anyone to find.
Yeah.
But we also hide here from our boss, Malachi.
Great job on your doll apology, Minister. It was exactly the right levels of insipid.
But thank you, but the problem hasn't gone away. The cost for the children's hospital keep going up. We can't let McDonald's have the naming rights on the family accommodation centre anymore.
Fair enough. It was like naming a drug rehab clinic Kinahan's.
Quentin's right, but it does leave the naming rights open for more appropriate interested parties to step in.
Yeah. Yes.
Supermax? Toymaster? Any vulture funds want to soften their image?
Yes.
Why stop at the naming rights of the accommodation centre?
Mm. The Nando's Neurology Unit?
Wow.
The Haribo Hematology Lab?
The Tato Park Pediatric Intensive Care Wing?
The Club Orange Oncology Centre?
Oh, too far, man.
No?
Have some respect.
These are kids we're talking about. What's wrong with you?
But the money, it won't be enough. It's not like I can control costs by providing ministerial oversight on the biggest capital project the country's ever seen. Like, what am I going to do? Tweet at them?
Yeah.
We need to raise more money so I can make the scary builder men happy.
Right now, what we've got is a big hole in the ground in the middle of Dublin 8. Why don't we divert the Grand Canal into it and turn it into a temporary public baths for the summer?
Yes!
Charge a fiver in.
It'll save the poor kids from having to jump into the Liffey in their wetsuits all summer.
It'll keep the unsightly topless scobies away from the city centre.
It'll give the homeless somewhere to hang out when they're being kicked out of their hostels.
Oh, too far, Si.
No.
Are you incapable of empathy, man?
Oh, sorry. We still need more money if we're going to make this thing work.
We could sell the patient's medical data to Facebook.
Great.
Bring back job bridge for nurses.
Excellent.
Ryanairify the system and make junior doctors pay for their own training and uniforms.
Very good. And we could get patients to stitch cheap clothing together for high street stores.
Are you talking about turning sick kids into child labour, Simon?
You need to take a long, hard look at yourself, dude.
Seriously?
Oh,
I
sincerely apologise to you. I've always tried to approach my work in a collaborative way. I want to acknowledge the ongoing constructive contribution of you both on this very important issue.
So dull. I tuned out halfway through.
Thank you.
You're the master at the insipid apology, Simon.
Gosh.
Totally.
A perfect Minister for Health, really.
Well.
Well done, sir. Proud to serve.
And spin.
Again, too much, man.
Sorry.
Welcome to Virgin Media TV. Your home for the best original TV in the United Republic of ERA. This weekend, why not catch up with a new series of ERA's Got Talent with the remains of Louis Walsh?
I'm so excited to be back for a second series now that I'm not on a proper TV show anymore.
And here's some more rugby.
Join me, Ronan O'Gara, for the most personality-free Six Nations punditry imaginable.
Yes, we took all the money we used to spend on Irish drama, documentaries and soaps and chucked it on the rugby instead. Just as Ireland loses. But you'll still watch, right? Please, this warehouse and Ballymun won't pay for itself.
Virgin Media.
Lost the remote? Then why not stay up late and up to date on current affairs? The Tonight Show with Matt Cooper and Ivan Yates.
Actually, Ivan isn't here, which means...
Sorry, I'm late. I'm here standing in for Ivan B. Yates.
Yes, impartial current affairs, even if it's occasionally presented by a sitting TD.
Climate change is all in all hoax.
God, for God's sake.
Ha ha! Current affairs. And if that's not enough Irish content for you paddies, then settle back and let us do what we do best. Endless repeats of British and American shows like 100 other channels. Virgin Media Television, as Irish as a four-leaf clover. Come on, ERA!
Callum's Kids.
50 years ago, a country managed to put man on the moon after just 8 years of planning.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. The eagle has landed.
While after 30 years of planning, Ireland's National Children's Hospital is still a big feckin' hole in the ground.
1 or 2 billion from the tax man, one giant heap of gold. job, Shites! The Aegis have landed!
1.7 billion euro and 8 ministers for health later, with no end in sight, it might have been easier to build it on the moon.
There's going to be a top-class hospital with all the mod cans, a cassette player for every child, electric typewriters, and a line dancing hall.
I mean, about time we built it. It's the 90s, for God's sake, and Offaly's after winning the All-Ireland. Yeah!
Unlike Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil will deliver this 100% pyrite hospital. Sure, we're great at building things all together going forward.
In my view, if it all goes horribly wrong, we can just blame Professor Brendan Drummond, the HSE. Now, if you'd excuse me, I have to go to a hair appointment.
I'm delighted to announce the Mary Harney Memorial Hospital will be on time and in budget, short of a James Riley-sized asteroid hitting the planet.
Look out! Oh my God, what? I've fallen out of me helicopter!
Run! Run, everyone!
Yes, it's going to be expensive, but it's also going to be one of the most advanced hospitals in the world. It's going to be the best thing we've ever seen in this country.
Okay, so it looks like we're going to have to drop the idea of the air ambulance, but who needs it anyway? I mean, come
on. We're going to have to reprofile the money for the school at the hospital, so an itty-bitty change.
We might be able to squeeze all of the operating theatres we said we were going to be, but it's still going to be really, really cool.
But we forgot to plan for computers in the hospital, which was an easy mistake. I mean,
it turns out we forgot to Google whether the Phoenix was already taken as a name, so that's obviously another couple of grand wasted, but what's a few grand more?
The accommodation centre for parents will be a bit smaller now. Bunk beds, tents, sleeping bags, that sort of thing.
It wasn't appropriate to name it after Ronald McDonald, because let's face it, there's enough clowns associated with this thing as it is.
There will be 5,000 staff at the hospital, but we will have room for about 3 cars, provided they're hatchbacks.
There will be an independent report into who was most least likely not to blame. And the cost of that means that the waiting room will be a converted vintage Volkswagen minibus, but it'll be very beat.
I mean, I think the kids will love the inflatable operating theatres, and we can just simply deflate it every time a Lewis needs to get past.
Yes, there will be accountability as soon as we have a joint meeting of those in charge.
There's the steering committee, the board of overseers, the chief underdoers, the board of bookpassers, the power steering committee, the head of tender, the whole me tender, the inspector of tendering, the chair of never ending.
The National Children's Hospital is so futuristic, you'll need to time travel into the future if you ever want to see it.
Lads, I've lost communications. Hello? I'm down the big hole.